Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. We do it on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You can stream it at sportsbyline.com or even go to sportsovernightamerica.net, and you'll see the listed live icon, and away we go. Giovanna Scroggins coming up to kick it off in the first segment. Tony La Russa, Baseball Hall of Famer, longtime legendary manager. He will join us along with former network ABC News correspondent Andrea McCarron. This is a heartwarming story. It really is, for what Tony La Russa has done over the years with pets, animals, rescue, with our veterans. We're heard on the American Forces Radio Network. What a great fit. Thanks to producer Dominic Jimenez and Darren Peck. Outstanding work there. And then Nick Douglas will come in, and he will try to wax poetically about the SEC. And there's plenty to wax about. But Texas and Vanderbilt, probably going to be a game I'll pay attention to because Vandy's ranked top 25. And, lo and behold, here we go with Clark Lee's Commodores. And Steve Sarkisian and Texas still scratching their head after that abysmal performance against Georgia. Week seven of the NFL rolls around. You know, listen, wouldn't you know it, we got all pumped up to see number one quarterback, number one draft pick, Caleb Williams against number two, Jaden Daniels. And, so Jaden Daniels, 46-yard run in the opening play this week against the horrible Carolina Panthers. Boom, goes down with a rib injury. He's walking around practice. He's showing up at 4:30 in the morning, watching film and doing his routine. I think he's going to be a big fat scratch. He's the franchise. They're in first, 5-2. He's probably not going to play. So we're going to get another dose of Marcus Mariota the Commanders. I got Vanderbilt intertwined with Washington. The Commanders and the, Chicago Bears on Sunday. That is that's a delicious game. Now, if you had told me that back in September, even April when the schedule came out, of course, you know, the draft and stuff like that still was coming down the pike, but I wouldn't have gotten all excited. But that's a must watch. But we need Jaden there. Plus, Deshaun Watson, how big of a bust? We're going to get into that. Giovanna Scroggins kicks it off here on a Wednesday overnight into a Thursday. Coming back. Change the way things.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently
on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell. Thanks for being with us. Geico, presenting sponsor Geico. Check out the rates at geico.com by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. Hey, you qualify with those new interest rates. They're going to hand you a check for $10,000 at the closing to take care of those and defray those closing costs. We're not going to defray anything with Giovanna Scroggins. You hear her doing updates across the way here on Sports Byline. And she is a regular contributor to our program based in Dallas, Fort Worth. And here she is. Giovanna, how are you today?
I'm doing so good. Thursday night football coming up. So it's a good Wednesday here in Dallas. How are you, Marty?
I'm doing great. Thanks for popping on. I want to start with Deshaun Watson. I don't know. You laughed when I said it. But Deshaun Watson and Johnny Manziel are in a photo finish for perhaps being the worst bust for the Cleveland Browns and maybe the National Football League. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. I'll say it right now. I don't think he's taken another snap for Jimmy Haslam's Cleveland Browns. And Haslam and his wife, they have nobody to blame but themselves for picking this guy. And I think he's done. I really do. Manziel was a disgrace. And now you got this. Jameis Winston starts. The Browns season is essentially over. They're going to build a dome stadium. That'll get the fans a little bit distracted about the horrific nature of the team. Your take on Deshaun Watson, and you are free to weigh in on who's the bigger bust, Johnny Manziel or Deshaun Watson. Let's go. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have that term that, you know, they coin it in the dog pound, but they have been getting eaten. They are not dogs right now, and I agree with you. The owner is definitely to blame. Deshaun Watson, they were headlining a season-ending injury. This was a career-ending injury, in my opinion, for Watson. I mean, that I don't know if he will even try to come back and play after that. But like I said, I don't think it'll, you know, be the start of anything more in his career. And it's definitely going to – I don't even think any teams are going to pick him up if he decides to not play with the Browns or the Browns end up letting him go. I personally, now playing in NFL aside, I personally love Jameis Winston as a person. I mean, he is the funniest NFL guy, in my opinion. That's W, I'm going to eat it, is like one of the best videos he's ever put out. But yeah, I think, you know, maybe him coming in can and boost the morale of the Browns right now. I don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, I don't think Watson's gonna play a snap ever again.
Here's the struggle I have, Giovanna, and Giovanna Scroggins, Dallas-Fort Worth, great contributor. Here's the problem I have. You know, NFL and all professional teams subject their guys to background checks, Wonderlic, physical examinations, EKGs, CAT scans, dog scans, you name it, okay? They do their due diligence. This guy had 23 pending lawsuits, and they acted like it was 23 parking tickets he didn't pay. They're getting, you know, this is bad karma. They're getting exactly what they signed up for. They really have. And now you got another pending lawsuit. He goes down with an injury. I mean, this guy, I mean, this is unbelievable, the money he's going to walk away with. I'm telling you, this guy is finished. And I am just stunned. With all the due diligence, how does this happen?
Yeah, 100%. Money guaranteed up front for a quarterback of his ability is insane to me. But you mentioned something really, really critical there when it comes to like how much these players go through and what they and how they're under a microscope and held under a microscope. Deshaun Watson, literally, and I've been saying it season after season, how is this guy still in the NFL? I mean, we've seen players this week even getting suspensions, game suspensions, violating right. the NFL's code of conduct and all that kind yep. of stuff. Yep. And he's still playing at quarterback. That is crazy to me.
It's unbelievable. And like I said, they're going to line up for more. So we move away. No one had this game circled in April when the schedule comes out. Anybody that says they did, they're lying. But let's be honest. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, pumped up, nation's capital. Here we go. Even though it's a dump of a stadium. What a petri dish for a great emerging fledgling rivalry between these two quarterbacks. Number one pick Williams, number two pick Daniels. Daniels so far has just been, you know, literally the girl with the curl, if you will. And now rib injury probably puts him on the shelf. Bummed out. But your take right now on these two. And oh, by the way, Andy Dalton car accident, Bryce Young, the previous number one pick and Heisman Trophy winner, is back in the saddle in Carolina. Good luck with that disastrous outfit. Beaten 40-7 by Marcus Mariota and the Commanders last Sunday. Your thoughts on the disappointment not seeing Caleb and Jaden square off Sunday? Let's hear.
Yeah, you mentioned Bryce Young talking about a bust, right? Mm-hmm. But talking about Jaden Daniels, like, yeah, that is a disappointment for sure. I can't believe he got hurt, especially playing a team like the Panthers. That is definitely a disappointment. NFL injuries, sidebar, that this year, this season, it's been a detriment. Obviously, they're inevitable, but week 7 alone, we saw a lot of players get hurt. But Jaden Daniels not playing against the Bears, not seeing that matchup between those two rookie quarterbacks is definitely a miss. So I'm not looking forward to seeing Jaden not out on the field. Also not good for my fantasy team right now. But I'm hoping that Jaden, you know, rests and comes back quickly, because I really do think he is in the running, if not in the lead, for that rookie MVP or, you know, offensive rookie of the year. So I'm really hoping he comes back quickly and he suits up to play and lead this Commanders team.
All right, Dateline Boston, the Garden, TD Bank Garden last night. Celtics just absolutely bushwhacked the Knicks. They throw up an NBA tying record, 29 threes. How they go 0 for 13 with their last 13 attempts is beyond me. Your thoughts about that? And you're going to have a nice front row seat this year to Dallas. Klay Thompson, little NBA fodder here to toss around here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Your thoughts about opening night last night? Obviously, the banner goes up into the rafters in Boston, championship rings, and then an absolute riveting performance against the Knicks, who a lot of people think are going to be the chief pursuers along with the 76ers of the Celtics. And then your take on Dallas, who went to the finals a year ago and got knocked out in 5. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, my hat goes off to the Celtics. I think they have an unbelievable team with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday. I mean, all those players, Derek White, all those players are great NBA players. And I think they deserved that NBA Finals championship. And then going into opening night, tying the record, almost beating it. I mean, they had all their backups in the fourth quarter, so that's probably why they didn't beat the record. I mean, some of those guys came from the G League, so mm-hmm. I don't really know. But yeah, my hat goes off to the Celtics. I think they're going to be still a contender this year. But obviously, you know, the Timberwolves, the Sixers, the 76ers, I'm looking forward to see how they play. And then historic night, you know, LeBron and Bronny mm-hmm. James step on the court. They checked in together. So that was really special to see, obviously, their whole James family in attendance of that game. So that was really awesome. But I'm glad it's over with. You know, I don't want the headlines keep talking about the Lakers and Bronny James and LeBron James. Like, that needed to be done. Obviously, Anthony Davis was the standout player to me in that game. He led the team in scoring. I think he had like 36 points, and mm-hmm. he had a phenomenal performance in that one. But looking to the Mavs, I'm excited. Klay Thompson didn't look great in the preseason, so a little nervous, but obviously he did not get to play with Kyrie and Luka together all on the court, so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow seeing how the three of them play together. And then obviously you have Daniel Gafford and then Derek Lively. Those two guys are just insane. One of the, in my opinion, one of the best big men in the leagues right now, so excited to see them play tomorrow.
You got two games to look at real quick. I'm going to go to your alma mater, SMU on the road at Duke. That's a sneaky spot where the Mustangs could get ambushed. And the Horns have got to bounce back. And I don't think it's going to be easy at Vandy. I'm not saying they deserve to be a huge favorite. They're Texas. They're going to come out rip, snort, and mad. Give me a quick hit on Mustangs and Horns before we call it good. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mustangs need to win out their season if they want to continue to climb the AP poll rankings and also climb their new conference that they're in, the ACC. They're third currently right now, so I think if they win, I think Clemson and Miami are above them right now, so they need to win out. Duke on the road should be a win for them in my book, but we'll see. Texas definitely needs a win. I mean, they have to prove to all of America that they should have been the number one spot and then deserve the number one spot the past weeks. So yeah, Texas needs a must win. But like I said, Vanderbilt, I think, is gonna be a sneaky one, and I think they're a pretty good football team.
Outstanding job, Giovanna Scroggins. You'll hear her doing sports shorts on the top of every hour, 24/7, right here on Sports Byline.
You like that one, don't you? Sports shorts.
I do. I like it. And like I said, your brother, Jim Shorts, he's a nice guy. Hey, listen, you be well, okay?
Thanks, Marty. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Giovanna Scroggins. She's got a good front row seat there to the fledgling situation sports-wise in Dallas with the Mavs. The West is going to be crazy. And Boston, hey, look, Porzingis isn't even playing yet, for crying out loud. I mean, this is going to be when they get the full complement of guys, look out. He can shoot threes. But, yeah, last night, funny. The last 13 they launched. They couldn't hit one after just absolutely tearing it up. All right, we're going to come back. Tony La Russa, very excited about this. He will join us. What he's doing with pets, what he is doing for our veterans, and what he's done for these rescue places for animals, along with Andrea McCarron. I think you're going to find this to be a very, very heartwarming repartee back and forth here. We'll come along here with more sports. Nick Douglas a little bit later on the SEC. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, welcome aboard here to another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. And I will tell you, what a thrill, seriously, to talk to Baseball Hall of Famer Tony La Russa. Of course, all his accomplishments as a manager and baseball and all the stuff that he's done. And of course, we also know he and his wife and their great love for rescue animals and pets, and Andrea McCarron, Penn Fed Foundation president, both of them joining us. First of all, ladies before gentlemen, Andrea, good day. How are you?
It's great to chat with you, Marty.
Yes, thank you so much. And let's get him in here right now. Tony La Russa. Tony, welcome aboard. How are you?
Well, doing great. And I love talking about, well, sports, but I also especially like talking about rescue work.
Yeah, let's talk about this. And of course, there's a correlation here, Tony, that you're going to talk about with PedFed, and that is the connection between rescue animals and our veterans. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Absolutely. Well, we found that, you know, a dog and a cat too, but especially dogs, the unconditional love that's a part of their nature can really be something special as far as improving the quality of life. And this could be other people with other issues, but when you talk about veterans, who I think the great majority of us believe we can't do enough to thank them for their service to our country. The simple matching of a rescued dog has a way of rescuing the veteran and helps them get back in the world, to the world. And what I found, you know, when I first met Andrea, you know, several years ago, and we're involved in the same kind of thing with this new nonprofit. The PenFed Foundation does more for veterans than anybody, and one of their programs especially looks at what dogs, service dogs in their case. So it's a real break for our foundation to be partnered with something as special as PenFed.
Tony La Russa is our guest, along with Andrea McCarron. Andrea, can you give us the correlation between PenFed and Tony La Russa? Great fit, sounds like. The passion, you know, and his wife have.
Can you imagine a better teammate than Tony and the La Russa family? Mm-hmm. We share such a mutual passion for empowering veterans and helping get placements for rescue animals nationwide. You know, at the PenFed Foundation, we really try to demonstrate our gratitude for those who serve through action. And our primary action right now is this partnership, so exciting, with the La Russa family, which is taking the whole animal rescue movement to a whole new level. We want people to get involved across the country because we want to save lives, human and animal lives. Mm-hmm. And anyone with a pet knows they are game changing. And there is just a mountain of research that indicates all of the positive benefits of animal ownership. Absolutely lowers blood pressure, increases mood and morale, increases physical health, because so many families, Marty, will go and walk their dog together, but really importantly, also helps with mental health, emotional health, not just for veterans, but the entire family serves. And so for military kids, military spouses who have to endure long separations due to deployments and move a lot around the world, having an animal in their home with that unconditional love is an absolute lifesaver.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, I start my day walking the two dogs, and it's just it's something that I really look forward to it. I really do. And you're so right about the unconditional love. Tony, where did this start for you and your wife? This is amazing. This isn't something that you just started, post baseball. You've been doing this for a long, long time. Where did this passion originate within you?
Well, if you think about it, we just last year celebrated our 50th anniversary, so it goes way back. But growing up as a kid, because my mom had a traumatic experience with a cat that bit her and she had to get the rabies shots, I was raised without a pet, and I had this thirst. So when I met Elaine, it was my first time to have a dog and a cat, and I had anticipated how great it was. I underestimated it, Marty. It was even better. So from that beginning to, and our kids came shortly thereafter, we have all shared this passion for companion animals and rescuing them, and finding just the rescue itself is heartwarming. And then when we realize that they can rescue people, then that's like a win-win. And a lot of times the priority has become veterans and wanting to do more to help their return to the country.
Yeah, indeed we do. You know, we're talking to Tony La Russa and Andrea McCarron, the president of the PenFed Foundation. They've partnered with the La Russa family. It's just a wonderful thing. And we know our veterans. I hate to say this, the suicide rate. I have a nephew that has served, and it's very, very tough. So absolutely heartwarming. You know, Andrea, you first. How can people listening get involved? You know, we're tugging at the heartstrings of people for no other reason. You've raised over $50 million. But people, when they hear these things, they always want to get involved. And if that's the case, what do they do?
And I love that about the Americans. They have the biggest hearts in the world. We would love to hear from them. Go straight to PenFedFoundation.org. That's P-E-N-F-E-D Foundation.org. Learn all about our new partnership. We have exciting news coming up about working with the La Russa family. And let me give you just a quick glimpse behind the scenes. The La Russas, Bianca recently discovered a litter of four puppies that needed rescuing. The family rescued all four puppies and the mother, and they have since adopted three of them. One is available, but that just speaks to the biggest hearts in the planet in the La Russa family. There is nothing that they won't do to help an animal, and that's why I have so much respect for every one of the La Russas. But you know, so many people know Tony as this unbelievably accomplished baseball legend, but I know him as an unwavering supporter of veterans, military families, and rescue animals.
Yeah, it's just absolutely heartwarming. Tony, I'd be remiss, and Andrea, I'll give you a crack. I'm looking at your journalistic background. I know you're passionate about sports. I need a take on this World Series. I'm looking at the New York Post and Daily News. They want to boil it down to Judge against Ohtani. I see it differently. I think we're in for a high-scoring, rollicking seven-game series to begin Friday night in Los Angeles. Tony, let's hear your take first, and then Andrea.
Well, I think baseball is very excited because, especially lately, the unpredictability of the postseason. A lot of times the teams with the 100 wins get eliminated, and anyway, what happened? But this time, the two teams in spring training in February that were talked about the most were the Dodgers and the Yankees, and here they are playing mm-hmm. very, very similar teams, great superstars on both sides. Also, they're complementary players. play the game correctly and are in the middle of rallies. And that's one of those things are overlooked a lot, is what the complementary player adds. So I think it's a great matchup. On the player side, they're very even. To me, the whoever, you know, it's kind of a lame analysis, but it's what I believe, is that whoever pitches the best, especially from the starting pitcher side, will have an advantage. They both have ability. I think the Yankees probably have a slight edge there, and that might be the difference.
Good job. Andrew, you got a take? You going to watch the Fall Classic starting Friday?
Oh, you bet I am, and I am with you 100%, Marty. A rollicking seven-game series, and I can't wait to watch. We've been talking about baseball all day today, and I'm getting really amped up for it.
You have no idea how grateful we are at Sports Byline USA and American Forces to have this on here. If there's anything more we can do, PetFed Foundation, a beneficiary at his annual Leaders and Legends event. And Tony, on behalf of us, your wife, the family, keep doing what you're doing. And I will say one thing, Tony, in parting with you, 88 series in Boston. Sir. I was there and you were up early every morning running around Kenmore Square. What was that all about? I caught you jogging almost every single morning. Am I right?
Are you kidding me? You saw that, huh?
I sure did.
I used to run.
Yeah. I used to see you.
And all I know is that, you know, we swept the Red Sox that year, right, in the championship
series. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
you did. I should have run the first game of the Dodgers series when Gibson hit the home run. That's what I should have done.
I love it. God bless you both. Thank you so much. I have enjoyed this immensely. Take care.
Oh, Marty, you are awesome. But check out our website, because we would love to see you at Leaders and Legends some year. Wait till you see the all-star lineup of sports celebrities, business leaders, military heroes that are all coming to Phoenix November 21st through 24th. And all of the proceeds go to what we're creating here.
I love it. I absolutely do. I'll be in Salt Lake City the 23rd. It might be convenient to get there. Thank you both very much.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, Godspeed to you both. Take care. Thank you very much. All right, there you go. Tony La Russa, Andrea McCarron, excellent foundation we supported here at Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We roll along here on a Wednesday into a Thursday already. Coming right back. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Rocket Mortgage at rocketmortgage.com. Those lowering interest rates, gotta love it, right? Even for first-time home buyers, you want to get that $10,000 to defray all those closing costs at Rocket Mortgage. All right, let's get them in here. Got a nice little midweek huddle, mid-season huddle. Wednesday into a Thursday, Sports Overnight America. He is Nick Douglas. He joins us. He's in the heart of SEC country, and away we go. Nicholas, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Marty. Looking at this slate, I can't help but get excited for this weekend. Boy, do we have quite the set of matchups this weekend.
All right. I want to do a mid-season report card, but let's serve up mid-season appetite. I know you're really excited. You'd love to see Vandy turn the trick again. Can you imagine if the Commodores picked off the Longhorns? I mean, we'd sit here and we'd say, just, you know what? Clark Lee's coach of the year. Let's move on. Seriously. Let's start right there, and you tell me about the menu of this weekend. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is what I like to call the is-it-legit week. So outside of the Arkansas-Mississippi State matchup, both those teams are terrible. Auburn and Kentucky can't seem to get a lick of momentum and keep it. But outside of that, Marty, we've got our is-it-legit week. Is Ole Miss legit? We'll find out at 11 a.m. against Oklahoma. Missouri and Alabama, who's legit? They face off at 2:30. Texas and Vanderbilt. If Vanderbilt's legit, we're going to know at 3:15. And LSU and Texas A&M, both without a conference loss, one of those teams will fall, and that game kicks off at 6:30. An absolutely loaded slate across the South and really across the country and throughout the day as well. They've spaced these games out to where you can park it on the couch after college game day and watch throughout the evening and get 12 hours of unstoppable, great SEC football.
Yeah, and I mean, Elko's done a hell of a job. Let's start at College Station. I'm giving them an A+. I mean, this has been a great job out of A&M. Elko's done a great job coming in from Duke. You know, they got the stench from Jumbo Fisher out of there in College Station. And then let's just continue. I was killing LSU earlier this year. I mean, I'm a Notre Dame guy, so, you know, Brian Kelly, I wished him nothing but horrible things in Baton Rouge. But that win over Ole Miss kind of set the tone. That was a very, very crucial, you know, pivoting point, and it was arrow up for LSU, big fat red arrow pointing down to the Rebels. Let's start with the top two, unbeaten, as you mentioned, in conference play, a combined 12-2 overall, 6 wins apiece. They're on a nice little winning streak, and they collide. Give me your thoughts on A&M and LSU real quick.
Yeah, the tale for these two teams is almost identical. Both teams notching an early non-conference loss in week one. Things did not look to be trending well for these guys, but, you know, after a couple dirty wins, they both have really, really clicked on the field and off the field. Coaches are now much more calm in press conferences. Brian Kelly went viral in week one for slamming his fist on the table. I think, Marty, you and I were aligned. I thought that things were going to trend downward for LSU. And watching that Ole Miss game last week, I knew for a fact whichever team got out of there with a win was going to have a lot of momentum. Winning a game like that gives you a ton of momentum. And whoever lost that game was going to be headed down. And it's really tough to peg where Ole Miss is. I mean, we all know their talent is above par, to say the least. They had a really stacked transfer portal class, number one class in the country, yet they just haven't really seemed to to catch their rhythm and find their way in the top of the rankings. So if they're going to make a statement and right this ship, it has to start at 11 a.m. And I think it demands a beatdown of Oklahoma if Ole Miss is going to be on the right path. But, yeah, LSU and Texas A&M started off on the wrong note, but good on those two coaches. You know, that's all coaching when a ship gets righted early week 3-5.
Yep. Next cluster, as we talked to Nick Douglas on the SEC and college football at large, the next cluster, like three through eight, I'll throw Arkansas out, but Georgia, Tennessee, Mizzou, Texas, Vandy, Alabama. I mean, we're down to number eight to bring up the Crimson Tide. Out of that that cluster of teams, who is likely, other than Georgia, to really emerge and make a big stretch run second half of the season in the Southeastern Conference? Go ahead.
So, personally, I'm going to roll with the two UTs, Tennessee and Texas. I think Tennessee at home has looked unstoppable. They almost had a little hiccup against Florida a few weeks ago, but I think this is the year of the hiccups. You saw it early on in the season with Georgia and Kentucky, and then you saw Kentucky come into Hemingway and beat Ole Miss. So this is the year where the unthinkable teams will be close in those big games and sometimes pull them out. But I think across the board, Texas and Tennessee, out of that group, Marty, looks to be the strongest. I think Vanderbilt finishes respectably. I think the jury's still out on Alabama, but again, this weekend we are going to know if they can have a statement win, you know, a 44-10 win against Missouri at home. They can prove that they're right there at the top. And then between, you know, Georgia and Missouri, I think it's very likely that Georgia pulls ahead, but I'm not sold on that Georgia squad. They've still got a tough finish with Tennessee and with a trip to Oxford. So the SEC will shape up in wild ways. We are far from the end, or I think we're far from being able to predict where the conference looks.
Well, and you just stole my thunder, because I'm going to make you pick. Gun to your head right now, who do you think is going to be in the SEC championship game right now in Atlanta?
I think you have a rematch of last week's matchup. You have Georgia and Texas.
You really do. So you got the Longhorn. That's interesting. That's interesting. All right, let's have a little fun with Vanderbilt. They don't get this much love. I mean, you play in a 20,000-plus, just barely stadium. Here comes Texas. I mean, I know they're doing it through the transfer portal, but so too is everyone else. So I'm not going to kill them. You know, we got Army, Navy, and Vandy in the top 25. Now, if you can tell me when the last time that happened, I'll give you the gold star of the week. But let's look at Vandy. How much fun is this? And the proverbial, it's great for college football. Let me hear. Did we lose it? Yeah, I don't know what kind of phone he's on either, too. It sounds like he's on a play school phone. I don't know what kind of phone he's on, but hey. But, yeah, Army, Navy, Vanderbilt. Look at those gold helmets. And I'll tell you, the Meadowlands MetLife on Saturday at 12 noon, my Lord. And then 5 weeks from this weekend, go across the river, get to Yankee Stadium up in the Bronx off the Major Deegan, and you're going to get Army and Notre Dame. So it's going to be awesome. So Nick is sending me a text. I don't know what happened. We got him back. Nicholas, are you with us?
Yes,
are
sir.
You
I'm back.
With it? What kind of phone
Can you
are you
hear
on?
Me?
Yeah, what kind of phone are you on?
I'm on an iPhone 15.
Okay. Well, we should get you a 16. No, I'm just giving you a hard time, buddy. I'm just giving you a hard time. Where were we? Oh, Army, Navy, Vanderbilt, all in the top 25. Can you? I mean, that's awesome. Let me hear.
It's incredible, and it just goes to show that there is real parity across college football. Ironically, I think the big headline of this season is when the playing field appears to be the least level with NIL and everything. You know, you've got Texas and Texas A&M and TCU and the top SEC programs and the top of the Big Ten loading up every year. Somehow a Vandy team with a really strong quarterback has shown that it can hang with the best. I think that Vandy is going to win this game on offense. If you're a Vandy fan, you want to shoot out in this one. But that Texas defense is going to be if Diego Pavia can keep them on their heels, this will be a game in the second half. But I mean, this is a game, just like the Alabama game, one team is very, very outmatched from a talent standpoint. But if they want this more, they will be in this game in the second half.
All right, let's go to the national scene. I mean, Oregon's just done it. I mean, you beat Ohio State. Granted, the game was in Eugene. But listen, until otherwise, Oregon's number one. You know, Ohio State, I think they're going to be heard from again. I think Penn State may get picked off this weekend in Wisconsin. And then you start going down to people like Iowa State, BYU. BYU, are you ready for this? They're an underdog in Orlando Saturday against Central Florida. Now you tell me why that is, and then I'll tell you why. What do you think? Why is Central Florida favored over BYU? BYU's undefeated. Let me hear.
Yeah, Marty, you and I talked briefly about this. I think that this UCF team is due for an upset. Their last three games, they've played really close, including against Iowa State. And I think that, you know, I don't want to say Vegas knows, but, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said for these Big 12 teams rising to the top early, to the early points in the season. You're going to have a lot of doubt. I know there's a ton of doubt surrounding Miami right now. It's the same situation. Their last three games have really come down to the wire. And I think that in the new college football landscape, Marty, you'll see, until there's some drastic restructuring, you'll see any Big 12 and ACC you know, mogul that rises to 6-0, 7-0, 8-0, you're going to see a lot of doubt from the East Coast and from the greater landscape of the sport, and rightfully so. I mean, no one saw BYU coming. No one saw Iowa State coming. And those teams have had games go down to the wire in the last several weeks, like I said. So I think that's one to watch closely. And if BYU is legitimate, again, just back to my earlier, pull them out.
Yeah, Nick, we're having huge. You, every once in a while, we hear what sounds like a power surge on your phone. When we could hear you, and as always, content was excellent. But we'll let you go on that note. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you,
buddy. I you know, sometimes I don't know what it is. I don't know where people do their shows from or whatever. I gotta calm down here. It happens, right? Not the end of the world. Nick's a good guy. Got good contact. But away we go. All right. Yeah. So here's what I'll say about Central Florida and the week at large in college football, because I feel it coming. I really do feel this coming. Nobody wants to play Central Florida. Iowa State was so darn, I'm not going to say lucky, but Rocco Beck threw two pick sixes. They were gift wrapping the game. And then all of a sudden you said to yourself, you know what? They're going to find a way to pull this game out. This is what great teams do. They stink the joint up. They make terrible mistakes. They shoot themselves in the foot, not once, not twice, but multiple times. They're not containing the quarterback. And I said, you know, and they were all hair on fire. And I thought maybe, just maybe, you know, Central Florida's going to go down, kick a field goal, tie it at 38, and then beat Iowa State in overtime. Iowa State gets a bye week. Then here comes Texas Tech, which will be another landmine. What I want to say about Central Florida is they're dangerous. Malzahn's team, his kids are mad. They squandered their season. They had bad losses. Cincinnati, just bad losses. And now, you know how they make their season? Yeah, the Cougars come rolling in, BYU undefeated, along with Kansas State and Iowa State. They got a share of the Big 12. They got dreams. They got dreams of the playoff. They got dreams of being a four seed. Oh, my Lord. And guess what happens? You get whacked. You get whacked. And that's why I'm telling you, Central Florida is going to beat them on Saturday. Penn State, nobody wants to touch Wisconsin. Wisconsin, same thing. Fickell's done a hell of a job in Madison. Here's the problem. Bad losses. You lose your quarterback in the first play against Alabama, you know, 5-6 weeks ago. Guess what? Make a statement. How do you do it? Penn State comes rolling in. They're ranked third in the country. Franklin's got a history of losing games, big spots. I don't want James Franklin coaching my team in a big spot. He chokes every single time. You'll add another check of the box to choke job coming up, Penn State. They are absolutely a very, very undeserving favorite. They're going to get whacked on Saturday. All right, we'll come back. Closing thoughts, what we're screaming and screaming about. Big night in the NBA. We'll take a peek at that. And a whole lot more as we roll along here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports, two-minute drill down the home stretch, streaming and screaming. I know what I'm streaming tonight, NBA League Pass. League Pass tonight. How can you not put, you got ESPN action tonight. I get Sixers-Bucks, no Embiid, no Paul George. It's something about an Embiid investigation. I didn't even look at it, so I'll look at that over dinner tonight, and away we go. But how do you not put in Warriors-Blazers? I mean, I get it on the NBA ticket, but how's that not on ESPN? I bet you they're going to give us Suns Clippers. What do you want to, I bet you, watch this. Yep, there you go. They're going to put Suns Clippers on there. I mean, come on. I want to see Golden State Portland. The Suns and Clippers, what are you kidding me? Grizzlies, Jazz, Bulls, Pelicans, Charlotte, Houston, Cavaliers, Toronto. I mean, yeah, it's opening night, but yuck. Doesn't get me too wound up. The college football, too, is pretty deplorable tonight, too. Unless you like Liberty at Kennesaw State and then Middle Tennessee against Jacksonville State. We know who watches those games. I don't need to tell you. Yeah, so there you go. Baseball, obviously, World Series, Friday night. First two in L.A., and then a Sunday off, and then we roll into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And, oh, by the way, I don't want to play Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. Bundle up if you're headed to the Bronx. Three chilly nights, low 50s, and if those games go the way I think they're going to be, high scoring, lots of runs, three hour games. Forget about pitch clock. Forget about anything about moving the game along. They micromanage, and I'm telling you, we're going to get three-hour games, three-hour plus. Because Roberts and Boone love to make it all about them. But a manager should, right? Especially in a World Series. All right, good job out of the whole crew today. Thank you to Giovanna Scroggins. Thank you to Nick Douglas and Tony La Russa and Andrea McCarron. Outstanding job with the pets and the pups for our veterans. I'm Marty Terrell. We're back at it tomorrow. We've got a big show the rest of the week and a football Friday. We're in Chicago tomorrow evening with the show. And, yeah, we are Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.